Good morning. One of the things I love to do is to go hiking, especially up mountains, which is a great hobby to have here in North Dakota with our vast, sprawling mountains everywhere. But you know what I love about it the most? It's not the actual hiking part of being exhausted and sweating as you're climbing and making promises to yourself that you're going to start working out more. What I love about it, especially about hiking up a mountain, is when you get to the top, it's the incredible view from that vantage point that you can, from the top of the mountain, look back at some of the trail that you've climbed. You can look down and you can see so much more from that perspective in one sweeping panoramic view. And I always find it is a beautiful place of contemplation, to sit there and just to think about life. You know, to see your life in this way, from the mountaintop perspective, has always been connected with wisdom. That throughout the Old Testament, when God desired to speak through the prophets, Moses, he called him up onto Mount Sinai. He called them up onto a mountain to give them something, a view and a perspective from his own eyes. That wisdom is to see things differently. To see things not just with our own earthly eyes, but something of seeing them through God's eyes himself. Jesus, when he gave one of his great teachings in the Beatitudes, he first went up the mountain, and it's from there that he gave this wisdom. You guys have heard about people who've had near-death experiences, right? Where they speak about their whole life flashing before their eyes. Imagine this happening to you, that you look back and your whole life flashes before your eyes, and you see everything from your life. You see it all in perspective. You see it all in one panoramic view. Those who have had this experience of a near-death experience, this gift, they almost always live their life differently afterward. That if their motto in life was no regrets before, I can almost promise you that it's changed a little bit after. That usually after it's something along the lines of there's more. There's more to life. Because what happens? What happens in that moment when you come back from it? You see things differently. You see things now in light of eternity. What the real treasures in life are. And what's worth risking it all on. What's worth giving your life for entirely. You know, Jesus in the Gospels so often speaks in parables and in sayings. You know, the kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like that. Why does he do this? There's an immense depth to God's word. And what Jesus is trying to draw us into seeing is seeing things, these great mysteries, such as what heaven is, not just through our earthly eyes, but more through the divine eyes of God. To see things from this mountaintop experience, that the kingdom of heaven is where the presence of God is. This is what the kingdom of heaven is. And one of the things that means is that the kingdom of heaven is not just something that comes after you're dead, heaven or hell, but rather the things that come after, the things that are eternal, heaven and hell. Those are things which have broken into this world. That the kingdom of heaven, the presence of God, has broken into this world with Jesus, taking on our flesh. Which means in our lives, we can right now begin to experience and live something of what the kingdom of heaven is, to live in the presence of God, the real presence of God, living in the reality that He is with you, truly with you in this life, we can also live in such a way that we begin to experience something what hell is like already in this life. To live in a way of complete isolation. To live in a way in which we separate ourselves from God and remove ourselves from His presence. The kingdom of heaven is something that is experienced in a small glance and in a small way even now. Today He speaks about the kingdom of heaven being like a treasure, it being like the pearl of great price. So you're on top of the mountaintop, and you're looking out upon your entire life. You're seeing the whole thing before you. What is it that you see? What is it that you see beneath the surface? What is it that you see yourself searching for through all those years? What's the true treasure that you're looking for? Is it Him? His peace, His joy that you're longing for beneath the surface, in whatever it is that you're searching after? It's Him that you desire. It's Him that you seek. What do you see when you look at your life? When you see the whole thing laid out, it flashes before your eyes. You see yourself searching, searching for Him. But there's a real depth to God's Word, because if you look and you see it from His perspective, you're not the only one who's searching. This parable, this saying of Jesus, it's Him who is searching for you. It's Jesus who is searching for you. You are the treasure. You are the pearl of great price that He has staked everything on, that He's went and He's given everything to have. That if you see your entire life from God's perspective, from that mountaintop, you see that it's not just you searching and searching through your whole life, but it's Him who is searching for you as well. And when those two searches meet, it's there that you begin to see the glimpses of what the kingdom of heaven is like, even in this life. That you found Him who your heart has been longing for all along, but He's been searching desperately for you as well. And in joy, we hear, with joy He gives away everything so that He can have you.